Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special bonus episode of Sounds Profitable. I'm Ian Powell. I'm the editor. Today, you'll be listening to three voices. I guess four voices if you count mine. One of them is Mr. Brian Barletta, who wrote this article and narrated it. The other two are synthetic voices of Evo Terra and James Cridland, created by Marvel AI. So with that disclaimer, please give this episode a listen. Also, if you aren't already subscribed to the Supercast feed that we have, where these sort of narrated articles come out once a week, please take a look in the description of this episode and join us on the Supercast feed. We'd really appreciate it. Thank you very much and enjoy.
Sounds Profitable en Español.
Spend any time with any podcast directory and you'll see a wild amount of English language shows.
But English is the primary language for less than 5% of the global population. Thanks to some clever new tech,
podcasts could be made available in multiple languages without sounding like an 80s robot.
Special thanks to Podsites for sponsoring this article. Podsites, podcast attribution. Go to podsites.com for more info. Starting tomorrow, Sounds Profitable will be available every week in Spanish.
Not just the written newsletter, which you can sign up for the Spanish language version of in the episode details,
but also the narrated version of the podcast that you're listening to right now.
And the narrator of the podcast will be me, Brian Barletta.
Will be me, Brian Barletta.
Will be me, Brian Barletta.
Or I guess synthetic Brian Barletta. Because I absolutely failed Spanish multiple times.
I was so bad at Spanish that my brother, a grade younger, eventually caught up with me,
still trying to pass. Why did they put us in the same exact class?
But let me stop talking about my personal language education and start talking about reaching a whole new audience.
For context, podcast advertising is so wildly U.S. and English language focused
that we previously bemoaned barely hitting $1 billion in U.S. ad spend
while sweeping under the rug the nearly $500 million more that was generated if we look at podcasting globally.
That trend fully enforces that anyone that wants to grow their business in podcast advertising needs to speak English. Last week, Gabriel Soto of Edison Research reinforced just how important it is for podcasting to take the Latino segment and Spanish language content seriously. This week, Veritone Marvel AI is going to help me translate all of Sounds Profitable into Spanish text and audio to reach that audience directly. So let's dive into the specifics.
Translating versus localizing text. The first thing I want to clarify is that Sounds Profitable is being translated, not localized. Marvel AI is providing a managed service solution that first runs my content through their translation engines. After that, the transcript is reviewed by a bilingual person to give it a human thumbs up. They're focused on catching the obscure word choices and making sure the flow is correct. But it's still my words being processed and my direct concepts I'm trying to get across translated into another language.
For Sounds Profitable, with such a strong focus on showing off interesting technology that I think all of you should explore,
translation absolutely fits my needs, but it may not fit the needs of your show or your audience.
If you want your content to actually sound like it came from someone in a different culture with a different language, translation alone won't cut it, and you'll need your content to be localized.
A great example of a podcast production company prioritizing localization over translation is Adonde Media with their fresh slate of multilingual content, which is a path I expect many publishers in our industry to take. It's important to point out that there are many free translation tools out there that fall short of what a professional translation tool can offer, before even accounting for the human oversight Marvel AI is providing.
An easy example provided by Gabriel Soto was how Google Translate would take the sentence, "There is his black microphone and her gold microphone," and translate it to a sentence that changes his and her both to Sue, which can mean you, his, or her, reducing the value of that level of translation. While definitely a more surface-level example of the differences, it hopefully makes a point on the quality of service provided here. So that covers the text for the website and the newsletter, which you can sign up for in the episode details. But how do we get painfully American English-speaking Brian Barletta to speak Spanish?
Creating the synthetic voice. The process with Marvel AI was almost effortless. After legally providing them permission to, Marvel AI asked for high-quality recorded content that would get them 3 hours of me speaking. They were able to target my voice and extract it without reading any script or having my editor, Ian Powell, provide unique audio files where only I was speaking. Already, this removes substantial barriers of recording new audio or reading scripts or having an editor pull out only the speaker to provide a more pure input.
In 2 days, my text-to-speech voice was created,
allowing any audio editor the ability to easily change the breaks and pauses,
rate,
pitch,
and volume of how my synthetic voice read the script within the Marvel AI tool. 2 weeks later, a speech-to-speech mapping was finalized, allowing my voice to either be a source for another voice to be mapped on top of,
so Brian speaking but sounding like Evo,
or to be the target voice, so Evo speaking but sounding like Brian. Did I mention also that we mapped the voices of
Evo Terror of Podcast Pontifications and James Crithen of Pod News?
You'll want to check out the other episodes in this feed to hear how we use them.
And the end result is that all three of our voices are now completely modeled for text-to-speech and speech-to-speech for us to choose how they're used.
We retain all of our rights and all uniquely have access to our own voice, along with the ability to grant others permission to use them if we like.
Within minutes, whatever text we entered, it pumped back out as our voice saying those words for us to edit and improve on. And even the speech-to-speech mapping is quicker than expected.
A method for growth.
For Sounds Profitable, we're directly focused on translation of text and text-to-speech solution for the Narrated Articles podcast.
The Marvel AI team are providing a fully managed approach to really show off this product, which is completely aligned with my views on ad tech.
It's not there to replace people or jobs, but rather as a tool to enable individuals to gain a specific skill and do more with it.
Ultimately, if enough interest is generated in the Spanish language version of the newsletter and podcast, I would be foolish not to expand into localization instead of only translation.
Finding a peer who speaks Spanish and collaborating with them to create unique content for Sounds Profitable.
Not just the same content in Spanish, but speaking with professionals in the space who I'm personally unable to speak with due to language barrier. Or perhaps there is someone already accomplishing Sounds Profitable style content in Spanish.
And by understanding this technology better, they choose to translate their content into English themselves, giving all of you even more great podcast ad tech content.
But to me, the future of this technology fully sits within the speech-to-speech solution.
Instead of playing the text-to-speech editor like a pipe organ, a source voice like that of a celebrity or a podcast personality that's just too busy to read every ad,
can be matched to a target voice like that of a skilled voice actor who can perfectly imitate them. The only requirements there, besides both voices being mapped and providing legal approval,
is for both voices to be speaking the same language and to have the same accent.
Now, that personality or their team can approve the scripts they're sent and have another member of their team create the ad or even audio content without them having to step into the studio at all.
Wrapping it up.
On the English version of the Sounds Profitable premium feed this week, you'll be able to hear all three versions of this article, all narrated by me, but two of those episodes you will have
Evo and James' voice mapped to mine.
Evo and I have American accents,
but James notably does not, showing the importance of the voice actor's skill with this type of technology.
The use of professional synthetic voice services varies drastically from the deepfake solutions out there.
But ultimately, the negative association of one can impact the other.
And with higher quality solutions, making sure those natively speaking other languages can
easily access these tools to bring their content to an English audience is just as important. Both of those topics were brought up by the Marvel AI team within the first 15 minutes of us speaking about this idea, and was a big reason why I wanted to pursue this project with them.
And that's smart, because their goal is on this technology becoming a major part of content creation and IP ownership.
By making sure that everything is handled ethically and legally, they're setting the bar and creating a well-needed divide between the ability for an individual to work with just their own synthetic voice and the bigger picture of a publisher or advertiser licensing a voice for use,
or an artist selling rights to their own voice.
Every article of the Sounds Profitable newsletter in Spanish will have a translation disclosure at the top. And every episode of the Sounds Profitable Narrated Articles podcast will kick off with Synthetic Brian giving the same disclosure.
Transparency is critical for this style of technology to work because some people just won't find it appealing and need that information to make the decision themselves.
But it's my job to try out these technologies and encourage all of you to use them in far more exciting and creative ways.
Marvel AI offers this service in over 60 languages.
And we're very open to expanding Sounds Profitable into additional languages past Spanish if the interest is there.
So hit reply and let us know.
Thanks to the team at Marvel AI for working tirelessly to make this possible.
Hello, Sounds Profitable. Ariel here with this week's Rel's Recommendation. This week, I'm recommending the podcast, How to Do the Pot. How to Do the Pot is an accessible, informative cannabis education podcast from expert Ellen Lee Scanlon. It's marketed towards women and gives actionable insights into how women can grow at home, benefit from the pain relief properties of the plant, and even run cannabis businesses. I recommend starting with the First Time Buying Legal Weed series, in which listeners send in short stories detailing their first in-store experiences. You can listen to How to Do the Pot wherever you get your podcasts. Hope you enjoy.
Thanks again to Podsites for sponsoring this article. Podsites, podcast attribution. Go to podsites.com for more info. Special thanks to Ian Powell for engineering this episode. And thank you for following this premium feed of Sounds Profitable provided by Supercast. And as you probably know, you can always visit soundsprofitable.com for more articles like this, our product deep dive series, and the official Sounds Profitable podcast. Thanks again for listening.